big sports fan. This is a great sports city. I love coming here. I'm a huge sports fan. I love sports. But but I'm from Cleveland, though, so it's hard to be a – believe me. Yes, the Browns. We'll try watching them. Try being a Browns fan. Watching the Browns play anybody on television is like watching two people play Madden with one of the controllers broken. You're just like I don't know. My guys just keep running out of bounds. All of them. They're all out of bounds. I fucking hate this game. I won't even go home for Christmas anymore because of the Browns. The Browns are my brother-in-law. He's a re-gifter. Yeah, he likes to give you shit, you know, nobody wants, like Browns tickets in December. You know what I mean? He's that guy. He's always calling me early before my flight, like, dude, that Sunday before, I got us Browns-Bills tickets. I'm like, what the fuck did I do to you? You know what I mean? Like, you're having sex with my sister, and this is how you repay me, with Browns and Bills tickets. Let me guess, upper deck facing the lake, end of December. Yeah, what a great way to see who gets the third pick in the draft. This is going to be sweet. I told them that they're my tickets. We're not even going to go to the game. We're going to watch it at a nice warm bar. I tried donating the tickets to a local charity. The lady was like, you know, these kids have been through enough already. Don't you? Chained in a basement for 10 years and you want to take them to a Browns game, you sick bastard?
All right, welcome back. Predictably drunk, smart people talking about stupid things. Happy New Year. It is now 2016. We made it. You guys did not get arrested and or crash in some sort of horrible alcohol-induced car accident, so congratulations to you. And there's always time this year. We have plenty to celebrate, plenty to drink, I should say. I've been drinking already, if you couldn't see the slurring. Matt and I, Matt Somerville, is here. Say hello, Matt.
Hi.
Matt and I are drinking Pine Drops IPA, which is from Deschutes, which I've given props to Deschutes before on this. They're out of Oregon. Oregon is microbrew capital of the world. Pretty much Portland and San Diego are the two that are fighting for that title all the time.
I would have to include Colorado.
Like Denver?
Different parts of Colorado in that argument. But
have you ever gone through and I would agree with you, have you ever gone through Colorado and done all the different beer tastings and different brewery tours that are there?
I've never been to Colorado.
You've never been to Colorado?
No, I feel like I would get along with Colorado. Yeah, Colorado and I would be friends, but I've just not had the opportunity.
If I would, and that's because you smoke a lot of weed, but if I were to leave California...
But wait, that would be more incentive to go to Colorado.
That's what I'm saying. No, you said you would get along with Colorado.
No, I would, No, I definitely
That's
would.
Why I'm saying...
Yeah,
that.
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay.
But I've been to Colorado many times, many, many times, and I've always enjoyed my time. Oh, it's such a great state.
I should
Everyone's
go.
Nice.
I should go. Take me next time. Just throw me in your carry-on.
Yeah, we had a weird... I had a weird thing. I was with my friend Justin, and he was living there for a while. He was a lawyer. And we went to go to... We started at in Golden, Colorado.
Mm.
Where Coors is made, obviously.
Right.
And you park, and you're literally, you're probably like a stone's throw away from the actual manufacturing facility. And you go to walk through the front door, and they stop you. And they're like, are you guys here for the tour? We're like, well, we don't fucking work here. Of course we're here for the tour. They go, oh, well, then you got to get on this bus, and we'll drive you there. I'm like, we're in the front door. No. We got to you got to do the whole experience. And then they stick you on this tour bus, and they drive you away from where you want to go, which is where they make beer, and you can drink beer. And they take you through the town of Golden and give you a fucking verbal history of Golden, Colorado. It has nothing to do with Coors than at the very end.
Do you at least get Coors to drink
drink on this?
That's fucking bullshit.
Yeah, so it's like 15 minutes to 20 minutes, which seems like, like you watch the entire 9 episodes of Star Wars. That's how long this 20 minutes seems to take.
Well, it seems like it's on par with the actual quality of beer of Coors.
It's true. I mean, I think they were trying to like finish canning beer for us to drink while we were there. Like that's how freshly new it is. And no flavor whatsoever.
Silver bullet.
But Colorado's a lot of fun, a lot of drinking there. And I mentioned Star Wars. And what I should mention, let me back up. At the beginning of the show, you heard a clip of Jason Lawhead. If you guys don't know Jason Lawhead, he has a podcast called Lawhead's Court. He's also on Bill Burr's Monday Morning Podcast. That's probably where most of you know him from. He's a good friend of mine. Guy's been touring and headlining some theaters all over the country. He is he's unfortunately a Cleveland sports fan.
Ooh.
All things Cleveland, like Cleveland Cavaliers, Cleveland Browns,
yeah.
Cleveland Indians.
Ooh.
I mean, the guy's just like a nerd for all things Cleveland sports. But speaking of nerds... I am here with Matt Somerville, and we're actually in your what would I call this? The nostalgic movie den?
Yeah, this is my my second floor room, and a lot of my history of nerddom has just been dumped just dumped up here. I wish this was a video podcast, honestly, so I didn't have to waste words describing what I'm looking at.
Just to get a capture of Matt's, like, I guess, teenage and early 20s self. So Matt is in the movie industry. Matt is in television. Matt is in the entertainment industry. He's down in LA. We've established that. But a lot of the things that are in this room are just the interests from Matt. So there's an old school Nintendo that I see. Actually, it's a Super Nintendo with Nintendo controllers, which makes no sense. You can't use those two together.
I have all of them. They're just in different places that I'm not aware of.
Okay. So then we also have Nintendo cartridges, which I see. I also see a Led Zeppelin poster, which makes a lot of sense. Led Zeppelin's great.
Yeah.
Jimi Hendrix. You have Bob Dylan. You have
the other Bob.
Bob Marley, who raped women, but that's fine. His music's okay.
That's okay. His music made up for it.
And then in the and right next to Bob Dylan, you have a poster of Aaliyah.
Yeah. Right?
Explain.
No. Doesn't really fit the corner that we've placed her in. I you know what? Honestly, I will say that her death gets her in that corner. That's pretty much all that places her justifiably in that corner. She died before she could really become the artist that she was going to become. She was very talented, I thought.
She was very talented. It's just you have, you know, the folk rock hero, the guitar hero in Jimi Hendrix, and then you've got the reggae hero.
It's very strange. It's a very strange...
You must have liked Queen of the Damned, that movie.
Pairing. I did not. My God, movie. No one liked that. It's the first and last movie of Stuart Townsend's. It was a silly movie. But if you'll look around, you know, you'll see Jake and Elwood from the Blues Brothers.
Sure. That's a great poster, actually.
It's a fantastic poster. You'll see a nice old school pinball machine.
There is a nice pinball machine that's got about 55 boxes on top of it. It's not even operable.
It has not been played in some time. But I, you know what? If we did plug it in, I believe it would work. I would bet on it. Several trophies from my youth, not anything that I did extraordinarily, just that everyone who participates in the sport that I participated in got a trophy.
There's literally a boxing trophy over there. You never boxed in your life.
No, I think I stole that one. Yeah, that's street cred.
That's a street cred trophy.
Yeah. If you can't see him, but if you stood up and looked past the boxes directly behind you, you would see a cardboard cutout of Jet Li for a video game that he did, I believe, with the PS2. I can't remember the name of it. But, you know, I used to work at a lot of video stores, and we would get these cardboard standees. I have one over there in the corner laying down of Dracula. I have another one of Frankenstein, and then an additional one, I believe, of Elvira. I have an enormous, enormous window poster of Once Upon a Time in Mexico.
You have half of an enormous. I'm sitting next to the other half. There's just a bunch of movie paraphernalia and nostalgia in this room, which maybe at some point I'm going to have to flip on a movie camera or some sort of video camera, and we're gonna kind of go through Matt Somerville movie hoarders and make an episode of that. But this is an incredible museum of nerd. In fact, you also have – this is how much of a nerd you are, and I'd already mentioned it once, and we're kind of – I'm sensing a theme here in terms of nerd for this episode. But you have Star Wars The Phantom Menace. Not the Return of the Jedi, not you know, The Empire Strikes Back, not the good ones. You have The Phantom Menace with tiny little Anakin Skywalker.
I'm going to defend myself, first of all. I do have, just not in this room, because I deemed them valuable enough to take down with me to Los Angeles when I moved. I do have posters and paraphernalia of did I say that right? Paraphernalia?
Sure.
Okay. Of the original Star Wars trilogy. Big fan, big nerd, big Star Wars nerd. Fuck Star Trek for any Trekkies out there. Suck a Star Wars dick. There's no comparison.
So I think the funniest thing about Star Wars versus Star Trek is that there's an actual Star Wars versus Star Trek, because they're both movies. I don't understand why you have to have a side, one or the other, if you're entertained by it. It's quite possibly the same movie, just with different character names.
Incorrect.
So I don't understand why there's such a big Star Wars versus Star Trek hatred there. I mean, I think a Klingon is nothing more than The guys in white for Star Wars. What are their names?
I don't know. I thought all white people were in Star Wars, with the exception of Lando.
The guys in the white costumes.
Oh, the stormtroopers.
Klingons are stormtroopers and vice versa. It's the same exact thing. Luke Skywalker is who's the guy who turned Khan, right? He's Khan, and then you have... Anakin. I'm sorry. See, I don't care. I don't give a shit enough to know my own theory.
Well, the difference between Star Wars and Star Trek is that fans of Star Trek are quite simply wrong in liking the things that they like. And that's, you know, I could elaborate, but that sums it up.
But I'll say this. I mean, and this is not a movie podcast, although with you being on the show now, we're probably going to talk more about entertainment and movies just because that's your expertise. Mm-hmm. I did watch the J.J. Abrams Star Trek movies, and I never watched Star Trek growing up. I did not watch The Next Generation with Captain Picard and all those guys. I didn't watch any of those versions, right? Deep 6-9, any of them, even though I know what all of them are, which is really weird. Deep Space Nine, not Deep Six. Deep 6-9 was a different movie altogether.
Deep Space Nine is what you're looking
for. Deep 6-9 was the porn version of Star Trek, which I highly recommend.
Same six cast, inches, ironically enough. Nine, okay.
But the new ones with J.J. Abrams at the helm directing were actually good movies, like standalone good movies.
You know, I have hated Star Trek with a passion for a while. It's very stuffy. It's guys in sweaters aiming photon blasters or whatever the fuck they're called.
Star Wars is guys in robes with
fucking
swords.
Awesome glowing swords. Okay. Yes, that's correct.
I stand corrected.
No, it's to each their own. Really, really to each their own. I think you had mentioned a mashup.
Yeah, I was just going to bring that up. I mean, does there make sense? Because you have a large fan base for both. And now Star Trek was primarily TV-based. I mean, they've had a slew of movies. I would say probably about 12 movies or so that have been made. But I think it's primarily been a TV show, whereas Star Wars has been books and movies. Let's be honest, movies. So has there ever been – because it seems to be popular right now. You have Batman versus Superman coming out. You've got the Marvel Civil War where Iron Man versus Captain America.
Right, right, right.
Those are within their own little universes. I understand that. So why not do a Star Wars versus Star Trek? Is there a way to make that happen?
Well, they're just two different shows, really. I think the difference with Star Trek and Star Wars, and the reason why a mashup wouldn't work, is because I feel like – Star Trek is the soap opera of space. It's just, there's a lot more fucking talking. You could basically sum it up with the idea of video games. The amount of Star Wars video games is unprecedented. There's tons.
It's the same game over and over again.
Every single console has had multiple Star Wars games. Star Trek, I believe on the original Nintendo, they had a game. I don't think there's been a game since, to be fairly honest. It's just too boring to serve as a video game. Whereas,
photon shots fired, Trekkies. Matt Somerville, Hollywood Elite, is out there telling you that your passion for Star Trek is unfounded.
You're just wrong.
And wrong.
It's just silly.
So what say you?
You've been lying to yourselves your entire lives.
You guys know how to get a hold of us. That right there, shots fired.
Write us as many fucking letters as you want.
Please do.
They're never read. It's actually not even a real email address.
It's not actually. So speaking of Star Wars, the latest episode of that saga, episode 7, I don't even know what the subtitle is called, but that
The Force Awakens.
The Force Awakens. Star Trek 7, The Force Awakens.
You haven't seen this one yet.
I have not. I've seen the other six because it is Star Wars. You do see them, right? It's like saying, I haven't seen The Godfather. Of course you've seen I've seen Godfather 3, which is actually a very underrated movie as far as I'm concerned. People want to shit on that one, although it was nominated for Best Picture, and people don't really give it the credit it's due because it's not one or two, but that's a side point.
It's the only one I haven't seen. To be fairly honest, because of the criticism that it's received, I've never heard one good thing about Godfather 3.
Everybody fucking dies in Godfather 3. That's why it's cool. Sorry,
oh, shit.
Everyone.
Well, now I certainly don't
just
need to see it now.
Bloody, shameful mess of a movie. But that aside, sorry for spoiling that, but I think you're going to probably spoil Star Wars for me. So
I'm going to do my damnedest not to, although I do have a fair amount to say about it.
I also did that for Sons of Anarchy for you, so that was kind of
You did that
up.
For the fucking internet because you announced that shit. People still come up to me and say, I can't believe Sam would be such a cocksucker to do that. I love funny things, and I love things to be funny derived from horrible,
the pain of
horrible
others.
Insensitivity. But just ruining the end of a show just to fucking do it. I would have been so upset if I had not watched that when it was live. I would have been, because I did read that. I did read that post of yours. I would have lost
West
my
Coast,
fucking mind
the West
on
Coast
you.
West Coast Junkies of Sons of Anarchy. I've literally lost friendships over that show and that spoiler. But you know what? Oh, well, who cares? It was a very popular post. Okay, so Star Wars 7.
Yeah.
This thing is just blowing up. It's probably going to be the most money-making movie of all time, correct?
It definitely does have the biggest opening weekend record in the history of movies.
Yeah.
Which it was 240-something million or something like that. And it's on par to set more records, and I think ultimately the biggest one, the giant, the king, Avatar, that's the one to take down, which was, I believe, just the most collective money made by a movie in theaters.
And how much money did Avatar make?
I believe, I think it was close to a... you know what? I don't know.
And
I
Avatar was a gimmicky movie because that was a 3D movie. That was like the fire that lit for the whole 3D craze from a few years ago. But it was a really well done James Cameron 3D movie.
It sure was.
But the story itself was essentially Fern Gully.
Yes.
Just with big blue people, big giant Smurfs.
Smurfs.
But it was beautifully shot, beautifully rendered for 3D. And I liked it. I enjoyed the movie.
Dances with Wolves with Smurfs.
I mean, it's the same premise, but it was a well done copy of a copy of a copy.
And the way that he optimized 3D was actually very creative.
Yeah. It took him a long time to do that movie. So what did that make? Did that make like $2 billion?
So the big separation is domestic, which is something that we take into consideration, and all of the studios in LA, and then worldwide. Don't know if the domestic totals reached $1 billion, but I think it was close.
Yeah.
Don't quote me on that. I could be wrong.
You quoted yourself. It's you're literally talking into a mic.
Oh, this is recording.
Yes.
Oh.
We can edit it later.
Okay. But Star Wars made a huge chunk the first weekend, went over 100 this weekend. I'm seeing it for the second time tonight, right after this podcast.
Is this your first time seeing this in the theater? Did you get like a Hollywood exclusive on a computer?
No,
in the back
room? They did do industry screenings in Los Angeles early in the week of last week when it came out. I was not invited. I'm not that elite yet.
You're personal friends with Harrison Ford, and you couldn't get an invite?
Well, there's a lot of family members that he has that came first.
You're like, I interviewed you for 42, the Jackie Robinson movie.
Yep, and he's like, who are you, and get off my property.
And
so,
then please get out of my crashed plane that I have in my front yard.
Right,
yeah.
Right. And Hache is still in there.
is the snake still in her vagina?
But
if you get that reference, well done. You watch bad movies.
the thing that I wanted to do, and I don't know when I decided to do this, but when Star Wars trailers first started coming out, I said to myself, "What if you don't watch any of them? What if you don't do that? What if you don't know anything about this?" Because for those of you out there who have been, and if you're listening to Sam Marcoux, none of you have been to a film festival before. But if there's the chance that maybe one of you has.
Damn, Trekkie fans and Sam Marcoux fans apparently not in Matt's universe.
I'm beers deep. I'm going for the fucking throat.
I was in a movie festival Beer's getting to me too. I was in a film.
That's true. You were. Yeah. My goddamn.
Your film. That's right.
In many, many instances, were you in that film? You know, but the great thing about going to a proper film festival, you know, Toronto, Sundance.
Tribeca.
Tribeca. I was just about to say the New York one, but Tribeca is actually the name of it, so that's a better answer.
Robert De Niro runs that.
Basically, the idea, you buy ticket packages, so... If you want to see 5 movies, you buy a package for 5 movies. If you want to see 25, you do that.
Really?
Yeah. And
I
then
know. I thought you could just walk around and see whatever movie you
no,
wanted.
No, good Lord, no. The galas are pretty much off limits to the usual public. The galas are the ones that it's like a first time. It's a world exclusive. All of the members of the cast, all the members of the like the big upper above the line
so
crew
the
members
audience get to see shitty documentaries. Basically,
well, a lot of if a festival is worth its salt, they'll do replays. But that gala event, you're not getting it. You're not getting it.
It's an industry event, essentially.
Yeah. It's a big deal. But basically, what you get, say you do 25. I did Toronto 1 year. I did 25 movies in 9 days.
Wow.
You get a catalog. You get one picture for the movie. That's it. And then you get a short description and who's in it. That's it. That's all you know about the movie. You don't have a bunch of people telling you to see it or not see it. You don't have internet reviews. You don't have any influence. You just have your own judgment.
So it's like how we pick beer. It's based on the picture and a short description that's on the label.
That's it. And then it's anybody's guess how that's going to go down.
Hmm.
And so it's this fascinating way of seeing movies because most of us see movies with some kind of influence.
Sure.
And that's what I wanted for the... Because I'm such a fucking... It's disgusting how much of a nerd I am for this stuff.
You are listening to Predictably Drunk, smart people talking about stupid things. I am stalling as much as I can so that Matt can continue to drink and get himself nice and blotto. But we're talking right now about Star Wars and Matt's propensity for not wanting to have any spoilers or really even look at movie trailers if he could possibly help it before going in to see the mecca of Star Wars coming back here, which has been out for a couple of weeks, but shattering records at movie theaters left and right. Seems to be, as far as I can tell, pretty good reviews from most people. I don't think it's anything that's setting anybody's hair on fire necessarily, but it seems to be somewhat living up to the hype from everything I can see. Is that kind of what you've seen as well?
Side note, if you can get your hands on Deschutes Twilight, you should do so.
Like the movie? Does it sparkle?
No. Oh. I suppose it does sparkle because it is a champagne beer. I was only ever able to get an Oregon while I was there in Portland.
Well, Deschutes is Oregon, so that makes sense. It's probably a local. A lot of these breweries, if you guys don't know, kind of pull back the curtain a little bit with microbrews. They do a lot of whatever you would call it, exclusive to the actual microbrewery. So you can't get it anywhere. You can't buy it at a store. You can't order it from them. You have to go to the source where they manufacture the actual goodness of beer, and then they have all kinds of crazy things that you can buy while there.
Fucking delicious. I'll finish my story. I didn't want to know anything, so I stuck with it. And I'll tell you, the first, I don't know, 6 months, very easy. Very easy. Got to the end, got a lot harder.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you the biggest struggle was the decision whether or not to watch any trailers the day I was going to see the movie. Because a big reason of my decision was I don't want to see a trailer for this and then be influenced and, per my geekdom, have to wait 8 months or 10 months or whatever to see the movie. It would drive me crazy. So I thought, well, if I wake up the day I know I'm going to see it and I watch a trailer, I can get super excited for the movie and then say, oh, hey, I get to go watch this in an hour.
Whatever. So what'd you end up doing?
I chose to opt out of watching any trailers. You know, to sum it up, I'll tell everybody that it was absolutely worth knowing nothing about Star Wars before seeing it.
Well, now that everybody knows everything about Star Wars, and we're
it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough to go back to that. But if you're a person who thought maybe you didn't care, or you've just managed to avoid it entirely, you're in for a treat. It's the best part about seeing Star Wars, the new Star Wars in theaters, is not knowing anything about it.
And does Captain Kirk save the day?
No,
finally,
we're never talking about about Star Trek again.
Oh, that's Star Trek.
Yeah. Gotcha. But you know, I have my quips with it, and I think my biggest struggle after the first time that I saw it, like I said, I'm going again after this podcast to see it a second time. My big issues was, well, I guess I'll boil it down to one: was it a good movie, or was it enjoyable because it was a Star Wars movie, a new Star Wars movie? I won't know until I see it the second time.
Yeah, and I that's always the test, right? If you take the name Han Solo and you take the name Princess Leia and you take Darth Vader away, is it, and you just gave them, you know, different names, is it a fun movie to go watch?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And
or
Han,
is it Battlestar Galactica?
You know, I'm gonna spoiler if you're on the page that I was a week ago, and you don't know anything, I'll put the spoiler down now. Han and Leia are in it, and Chewbacca are in the movie. I won't say.
Well, they're in every movie trailer.
What their participation is, right. But
so,
just
put it this way: if
there.
You are listening to this show, predictably drunk, smart people
it's
talking
probably
about stupid things,
assumed.
And you are not privy to knowing that Harrison Ford and Princess Leia, whose name I forget,
Carrie Fisher,
and Chewbacca, whose name I forget, big, tall, black guy.
Peter. And he's not black, actually.
Is it the same? It can't possibly
the
be the same guy playing Chewbacca.
Fucking guy.
Is it really?
No joke.
From like 1975?
Peter Mayhew.
Is it? Wow.
Yeah.
He's got to be very slow
he's
in this
very
movie.
Slow, and it's noticeable. Yes.
Okay. So, point is, if you're listening to this show and you are like-minded like Matt and you haven't seen anything, that's your own fucking fault. Because this podcast is out about 3 weeks, 4 weeks after the movie was released. So if you are like Matt, you've probably already seen it, so it doesn't matter. That's where I'm
going. It's true. Even better, they have Star Wars spinoffs. So Rebel One, I believe, directed by the same fella who I've interviewed many a time. I worked on Godzilla.
Mm-hmm.
The director of Godzilla, Gareth Edwards, originally had directed a little indie called Monsters. He is directing Rebel One, I should say. I have no idea what that spinoff is about,
be
honest.
If it's called The Rebel One, it's got to be about the Rebel Alliance, I would assume, of some sort.
That's a good starting guess, but beyond that, no idea. I know that they're also doing a Harrison Ford spinoff.
Another good friend of Matt.
And by the way, when he says good friend...
I mean, a guy who Matt interviewed once, and he was very annoyed with Matt.
I've met Harrison twice, and he's been very sweet to me both times.
Was he actually nice to you, or was he?
Yeah,
just,
no.
Off
he
camera
was.
He was.
No,
he just
was.
Seems like the biggest fucking grump.
No. I mean, he just has no tolerance for shit anymore.
Yeah, he doesn't have to though,
because he's been around for so long.
That makes sense.
You know, like he's earned it, and he knows it. And
there's nothing wrong with that.
There's just no time for shit, and we are well aware of that. Whenever we work, and we came in, we did our thing, and he appreciated that. And so the second time I saw him, he was like, "Oh yeah, it's good to see you," and you feel that.
All right, well, Matt, it's a pleasure as always. Go watch Star Wars. I'm gonna go continue to drink. This is Predictably Drunk, smart people talking about stupid things with Sam Marcoux and Matt Somerville. Until next time, everybody, keep drinking, and that's it. Just keep drinking.
Keep drinking.
And you can check out all my tour dates, sammarcoux.com, predictablydrunk.com. Twitter is, I think, Tiger Calamity. Matt, are you on Twitter?
Nope.
Matt, you cannot find Matt on Twitter. I'm going to make a Matt account and just say
that's fine.
Horrific.
I'll never pay attention
racist
to it.
Racist shit.
Archaic in this new age. I got Facebook, and that, you know what? Fuck that. That's a whole new podcast.
Okay, we're gonna
Facebook covers everything that Twitter and Instagram does.
Oh, Jesus
in
Christ.
One.
He's drunk.
You've opened up a drunken Pandora's
angry
box.
Angry Canadian Hollywood
at the
elite.
End of a podcast. How dare you?
Well, we're gonna have to bottle that and get you drunk later. Oh, Chewbacca's here. Mayhew. All right, everybody, predictably drunk. Smart people talking about stupid things. That's it.